They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
It is time, that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 a.m., we have the unique opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a huge difference right here in our own backyard in our community. Our next guest has been doing that for quite some time. Let me introduce you to Dr. Lisa Gergla, or as she is known better, just Dr. Lisa. She is with Accurate Care Medical Wellness Center up in D.C. Ranch, and she joins us this morning on Business for Breakfast. Dr. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You said you're an old hat at radio. You know, you had your own show in Sedona, so this is easy,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. I love it. I miss that.
Yeah,
it's good to be here.
It's good to have you, and it's good to talk about what you do. Now, you're a local chiropractic doctor. You own the Accurate Care Medical Wellness Center up in D.C. Ranch, but you've been doing this for, what, almost 3 decades?
Yeah, 27 years.
Okay, that's a long time. So a lot of evolution. How much has changed in the chiropractic game?
So much.
Okay.
So much. Chiropractic started in 1995. I was the centennial year, 95, so it was 1895. And it has really evolved over those years, and there were over 100 chiropractic techniques at the time I graduated, and now there are even more.
Oh,
so that's just chiropractic itself, but with insurance reimbursements, and basically, even with the evolution of my practice, it's what patients' needs are. And people are aging, and we have more boomers, so we have to change with what our patients need. So that's the big difference.
Yeah, the pain relief that can come from chiropractic, I know, I go, is usually immediate.
Yeah.
And if you can get everything in alignment, right, isn't that the goal here? You can start living a pain-free life. Unfortunately, a lot of people are just out of whack. I mean, that's the best way to put it, right?
Yeah, it's about balancing.
Mm-hmm.
So I also do I do acupuncture, and it's really about balancing the body because the body can heal itself in many instances. You know, in most instances that people come in for, we don't need to take aspirin, ibuprofen, Tylenol, pain relievers, pain injections and all that. If we do it right, the body can take care. It just may not take 2 seconds or 5 minutes. It may take a few visits, but we can accomplish it.
You had a personal health issue that kind of made you kind of dig deeper, right? Did I read that?
Exactly. Yeah. I had, I was seeing a chiropractor way back when I was 16, and I was just talking this morning about the fact that I was a swimmer. And I was a swimmer from second grade through high school, and I had bad knees, and it was the chiropractor who really got me on the right track. I had been in pharmacy school, and it just wasn't going down the right road for me. I did not believe in the fact that just taking a pill for something is going to make anything better for you in most instances. You know, once
that's
again,
that's usually the answer. Hey, here, try this.
That's the thing. And you know, because it's what the media tells patients, and it's what a lot of the Western medicine says, here, take a pill and we're going to fix this. But the problem is it doesn't fix it. It manages it. And it's managed care. That's why they call insurance managed care. But when we go in and actually repair things and fix them and make them work, it works for people.
Absolutely. Dr. Lisa Gergla is our guest this morning. She is the owner of Accurate Care Medical Wellness Center. You threw that middle word in me, screwed me up. Up in D.C. Ranch, has been doing this for almost 3 decades throughout the state of Arizona, and we're excited to have her in studio, Dr. Lisa. Now, you are one of the only females in the state that's licensed to perform the COX technique.
Absolutely,
I think I know what that is, but what is that?
It is more of a decompression style of adjustment. It's not the breathe in, breathe out, and crack. Yeah, exactly. We don't get cavitation, which is what that is.
Is that what that's called?
It's called cavitation.
I call it beautiful sounds.
It
of
is.
Relief.
It is.
When you get a good one, you're like, oh, good Lord.
It is so true. And I still do some of that,
right,
of course, and I was trained in that. But again, I had issues before starting chiropractic school, and they had to actually treat me before I was officially a student, and it was Cox technique that got me better. So what it is the patient lies face down on a table, and the tables are unique. There aren't a lot of them. As a matter of fact, one of them that I have, there are only 3 in the state. And in it, when you're lying face down, I contact part of your spine, we'll say the low back, and then the actual part of the table that the lumbar part has a T-bar on it, and I can pump it up and down. And so what that's doing is it's pumping the gel. Say for a herniated disc or a bulging disc, it actually pumps that back into the disc. And that's federal research proven.
Oh, wow.
There's only about a handful of us certified in the state. I'm the only woman and the only physician who's been certified 27 years. So I love it. I love doing it.
That's pretty cool. So when people come in and maybe they think, oh, okay, I'm just going to get the, right? And that's what we're doing. I'm assuming you have to kind of explain this technique and then hopefully they see the results right away.
Exactly. That's why it's all over my website. You know, on day one, I don't just adjust you. You don't come in off the street and get an adjustment in my office. There's a workup that has to be done. You'll be examined first visit. If you already have an MRI, CAT scan, plain film X-ray, you bring those with you, the reports. And that's how I start. Then the second visit, either I have to order those or I review them. And then the second visit, I review that with you and I put you on the treatment plan. And in most cases, I will treat the second day, provided there's not something like a fracture or something that's I can't treat for you. But that's how it works. And it works for me. It works for patients. I do not have patients get surgery. So they come to me from all over the valley to not get surgery. They've usually already had surgical consults. They've read the paperwork regarding their side effects, and including death and all types of injuries. So they come to me to stop the surgery, and that's what I do.
That's pretty cool. I do think, and this is not a knock on the chiropractic world, but sometimes one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly.
Right? In some places, I feel like it's just, it's rinse, repeat, same thing. No matter what I say hurts, it's the same thing every single time, right?
Yes.
I don't feel like you do that.
No,
this
I'm
sounds
a full
like a
body
digger,
physician.
A deeper dig,
I want to look at everything. I need to look at cardiology. I need to look at your skin. Do you have other issues? Do you have other neurological issues as well? And I'm an integrative medical practice. So I have a nurse practitioner and a naturopath. So in some instances, I refer you to one of them right in-house. And then they do another style of workup to find out if there's something else going on. And then they bring them back to me. And then we continue with chiropractic.
You mentioned acupuncture before, too. Mm-hmm. Was that a technique that took a while to learn, I would think, maybe?
Yes, it does. Yeah. I studied with a Chinese orthopedic surgeon in Chicago. He was wonderful. And I did that at the college, and it's a lifestyle, kind of like martial arts, where it evolves over years, and I can see that my practice in acupuncture has changed every 5 years, and then every 10 years, and I can see how it's different, my confidence level, my intuition. I go right into the patient, I know, and they'll say, how did you know that's exactly where the problem is?
Right.
It just, it happens over the years.
That's my job.
That's it, yeah.
Dr. Lisa Gergula is our guest this morning. She goes by Dr. Lisa with most of her clients. Accurate Care Medical Wellness Center up in D.C. Ranch. I've been doing this for almost 3 decades. Maybe a little bit more intricate, dive a little deeper into what your problems are and maybe come up with some unbelievable solutions that will avoid surgery and some other massive things. When you talk about all the, you know, the process, what is the process to come see you? Because you said you're not taking walk-ins to come get a quick adjustment because you want to go play golf. That's not how you do things.
Exactly. They usually find me through referral. Their medical doctor has referred them, or through the website, through their searches, and they know Cox Technique. Sometimes it's their doctor from another state because we have a lot of snowbirds. Patient comes in, and like I had said, if they already have, most of them do. I don't shoot film in my office for X-ray, but most of the people who walk in my door already have an MRI, and they've got the papers in hand. They know that I'm already the expert at that, and they need the help. So when we have that portion already done, we review it. And then, like I said, that second visit, when I go over things in such great detail, most of these patients have had these MRIs and these X-rays, and they've never had them gone over like that.
Right.
The surgeon says, come on in, book the appointment for surgery, or go get this injection, go get physical therapy. And if you don't want surgery, they have no answer. There's nowhere to turn.
I'm going to ask you this, and it seems like, you know, if people are looking for that last resort, you definitely are one. But what about someone that's in mild pain? Is there a is there a benefit to seeing you earlier than waiting till it gets worse? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like absolutely. Prevention. Yeah. Everyone who walks in my office is not a surgical case. So right. That's a great question. We do have the golfers who come in, or the weekend warriors, and they right. just aren't a little bit sore. Yeah. They pulled something, whatever. Absolutely. And they still get a treatment plan. They just don't get a quick adjustment and send them on their way because they've come to me because things aren't working at either their other doctor, their other chiropractor. And I'm a little bit more thorough, and we can prevent it so that maybe a year or 10 years from now, we're not in a surgical situation. That's what I hope to get across to people. This isn't Western medicine where we have the problem and we take the pill or we get the surgery or we cut it out. We want to go in and prevent all of that from happening, keep your body healthy. And I took an oath to do no harm and to keep healthy people healthy. That's what I love to do.
Very cool. Dr. Lisa, before I let you go, it's been wonderful hearing about your practice and how much passion you have for it and for your clients. What's the best way for someone listening to find out a little bit more?
First of all, you can give my office a call at 480-584-3955, and we can book a complimentary consultation, perhaps review any of these workups that you've already had done or these images. My website is caringpainrelief.com, caringpainrelief.com, and it's pretty informative, and you can navigate around it and also book an appointment or request an appointment through the website. But I do prefer the phone call, old-fashioned way.
Old-fashioned, yeah. Me too. Dr. Lisa, it's a pleasure. Thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on what you guys are doing. Keep up the great work, and we'll catch up down the road, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
That was Dr. Lisa Gergla, the owner and founder of Accurate Care Medical Wellness Center up in DC Ranch, our business leader spotlight for this Monday morning.